Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon's Luna game streaming service opened up to users who have been invited by email. Luna costs $5.99 a month for access to around 50 games in the Luna Plus channel. Channels from other game publishers, first off Ubisoft, will eventually be available for purchase as add-ons, though not available at launch. Luna is available on Windows, Mac, desktop browsers, Fire TV, iPhone, and iPad. No Android support at launch. Luna streams at 1080p. PayPal will let U.S. customers buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin. A company called Paxos will provide the wallet management for PayPal's cryptocurrency features. Buying and selling will roll out in the U.S. over the coming month, with the ability to fund purchases with cryptocurrencies coming in early 2021. That means cryptocurrency would be able to be used at 26 million merchants on PayPal. The merchants would receive their payment in local currency after a conversion. Fees will not be charged on conversions until next year. PayPal will expand the features to Venmo and other countries in the first half of 2021. Microsoft began pushing out its Windows 10 October 2020 update. It includes a refreshed start menu with a transparent background to tiles, the addition of the Edge browser tabs to Alt Tab, and the ability to set monitor refresh rates in the Windows 10 settings panel. This is also the update that officially bundles the Chromium-based version of Microsoft's Edge browser. The information's sources say NBC Universal and Facebook both declined to buy Quibi's catalog of video, and that Quibi chairman Jeffrey Katzenberg is considering shutting the company down. Quibi just launched apps for Apple TV, Android TV, and Fire TV. As Netflix predicted, its subscriber growth slowed in Q3 to a rise of 2.2 million subscribers, missing its own forecast of 2.5 million. It added 1 million subscribers in Asia, 760,000 in Europe and the Middle East, 180,000 in North America, and 260,000 in Latin America. Revenue exceeded expectations, but earnings were off too. Netflix grew by more than 15 million in Q1 and close to 10 million in Q2, which were both record quarters. Netflix now expects 6 million new subscribers next quarter. Netflix announced it will test a 48-hour free streaming event called StreamFest in India December 4th. Snap announced Snapchat reached 249 million daily active users in Q3. That's up 18% year over year. Revenue ended with a net loss lower than last year and positive adjusted earnings. Daily time spent on Snapchat original video rose 50% year over year. Snap expects to reach 257 million daily active users in Q4 with a rise in revenue year over year of 47 to 50%. Acer announced several products, including a $109 smart speaker called Halo with Google Assistant and lots of LEDs built in, coming Q1 2021. The 14-inch Acer Swift 3X laptop includes Intel's Iris Z Max discrete graphics card alongside an 11th-gen Core i7, starting at $900 in December. The Chromebook Spin 513 is the first Chromebook to run on Qualcomm's Snapdragon 7C processor, coming to North America in February, starting at $400. Acer announced new game monitors in its Predator and Nitro lineups, most of which are IPS panels, compatible with NVIDIA's G-Sync. And the Porsche design, Acer Book RS, designed in partnership with, of course, Porsche, with 11th-gen Intel processors and Iris Z graphics, starting at $1,399. eBay launched a dedicated section called Certified Refurbished, where you can find used items from companies like Lenovo, Microsoft, Makita, and others. Items in the section carry a 2-year warranty and 30-day hassle-free returns, along with new accessories, manuals, and sealed packaging. eBay's Certified Refurbished has 5 categories: laptops, portable audio, power tools, small kitchen appliances, and vacuums. It's available in the US and coming soon to Australia. Finally, Facebook is testing a service called Neighborhoods that seems similar to Nextdoor. The limited test lets some people connect to folks who live close to them. It's live in Calgary, Canada, before rolling out more broadly. It shows up in the menu by the tiles for Marketplace, Groups, Friends, Pages, and Events. To join a neighborhood, you have to confirm your location and agree to let others in the group see your posts there, though it will not automatically grant other neighborhood users the right to see your profile info. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.